RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Just getting rolling here on a Tuesday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today, you're tapped in to the youngest in charge, Noah Willingham, alongside the super producer, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Wizards basketball coming up here on the Team 980. Top of the 6 o'clock hour, we'll get your fresh installment, Anel Super Six Pack, my top six teams in the NFL. And when your top two teams in last week's rankings lose, know that there's some major, major shakeups coming to the list. So I can't wait until we get to the top of the 6 o'clock hour to bring you that. In about an hour from now, 5:30, as we do every Tuesday, mostly every Tuesday here on the Burgundy and Gold. Today, we'll hear from our pal Mitch Tischler, one half of the Beltway Football Podcast. Talking about, though, the Washington Commanders still in the final 5 weeks of the season. Super duper important, man. A lot still to get ironed out. They got to figure out, and this is kind of where I'm at when it comes to the final five games. I think, one, what we saw on Sunday Night Football against Denver, one, it reinvigorated me. But two, it also got my brain back churning. Like, some of you are going to be checked out. Some of you are only watching because you're putting in parlays. Some of you are only watching because this is just what you know to do, and you're going to be having it as background noise while you're playing with your kids or mowing the lawn or raking leaves, whatever you all do on Sundays. I'm going to be glued in. I'm going to be dialed the hell in because there are so many questions that hopefully can be answered between now and the end of the season. And when I talk about those questions, I talk about questions that can impact next year, questions that can influence next year. Certain guys, like as I mentioned in the opening salvo, they're like, certain guys got to show me something and have a chance to make this offseason and that laundry list of needs. You can shorten it if certain guys step up down the stretch. And I think that's what's most important for me here in the final 5 weeks. But going back to Sunday real quick, I mean, how could you not be impressed or optimistic about what is to come here? How can you not be optimistic and impressed by what is to come? I keep saying it, right? It's not necessarily what you did on Sunday. Because if we're being honest, right, you gave up 27 points. You gave up 400 yards of offense. Bo Nix threw for 300 yards. It wasn't all pretty, right? It's not about what you necessarily did. It's who you did it against. And now that I know you've got that club in your bag, so to speak, against a super formidable opponent, a Super Bowl contender, I'll call Denver. Now that I know that, I feel a hell of a lot better about what's going on and how things look moving forward. What should the conversation be here moving forward? You did it against a top unit in the National Football League. That is a major sign of life. Point blank. And as I briefly mentioned yesterday, my biggest takeaway here is this offensive line playing the way that they played against that unit, a Denver Broncos defense that was on pace to be one of the best pass rushes that we've ever seen in the National Football League. Your offensive line proved not only were they good in that one game, but I now can't help but think ahead and go, you know what? When you really think about this, Washington's offensive line is solidified for years to come. And more importantly, now that that group is solidified, and it should be solidified, and I don't know if I said this to you during the break or if I said it on air. I'll rehash it here. Like, I have it in parentheses, potentially this group is solidified for years because you got to re-sign Chris Paul. I think that should happen as soon as you can. And then the number one priority this offseason for the Washington Commanders, and maybe this is the take for today, the number one priority for the Commanders this offseason, you got to get Laremy Tunsil's deal done. By hook or by crook, through hella high water, you got to find a way to sign him to a long-term extension. And I will be very honest here. And this is where you all say I'm a shock jock and I'm being cynical and I want people to click. I'll be honest with you. After the way AP just showed his ass and the way that this front office showed their ass this summer with that Terry negotiation, I have my doubts about their ability to get a top-of-the-market deal done. Because that's what Laremy Tunsil, in the way that he's playing right now, at 32 years of age, if I'm Laremy, I'm walking in there and saying, if you don't make me the highest paid offensive lineman in the history of the National Football League, I don't want to talk. That's the type of deal that he garners. And we saw it last summer with Terry McLaurin. There was this unwillingness to pay a clear top of the market type of guy or near top of the market type of guy, that type of money because of age. And Laremy Tunsil, right, is 32 years of age. Laremy Tunsil is 32 years of age. That's got to be the number one priority for you coming up this offseason. It has to be. It has to be. 301-230-0980 is the number. Did Sunday Night Football, rather, change your big picture outlook on the Washington Commanders? For me, it kind of did. I'll be real. For me, it did. But it got me thinking about what is most important for this group. And I think moving forward, the most important group on this team, in terms of a positional group, is the offensive line. Their success, their health, the ability to keep that group together, more importantly, is going to determine success in the future for this group. It is. Tunsil's going to be 32 at the start of next year. Chris Paul, 27 years of age. Tyler Biadasz, 28 years of age. Sam Cosmi, 27 years of age. Josh Connerly, 22 years of age. Brandon Coleman, who's your swing guy right now, 25 years of age. You have six legitimate building blocks up front along your offensive line that should be here for at least the next 2 to 3 seasons. So not having to worry about that group, I think, is huge. And I think Sunday against Denver, they once again proved to you, yeah, we don't really got to worry about the offensive line because they're going to get it going. And more importantly, right, with this group being the best position group on your team, because that's where I'm willing to go with that, with this group, lean into this. It should be your identity. You should be trying to beat people the hell up front offensively, which is why when draft season rolls around and we're talking about mocks and whatnot, maybe, just maybe, I'll beat the drum for Jeremiah Love out of Notre Dame. You need an offensive playmaker. You need somebody that's going to give you some explosiveness, right? You need that. You put him behind this offensive line, the Raiders did it wrong. They brought in the back before the line was solidified. You've got your front five solidified. Go get your badass tailback. Point blank.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Speaking of the offensive line, the head coach of your Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn, addressed the media and had this to say about the play of the offensive line.
Yeah, let's start just first with the game. I think that, with going in, I thought this is a team that really has, kind of showed who they can be, from the pass rush standpoint. So we thought going in, this would be some runs and the play action passing game. I thought that was the real key to it, Nikki. If we could even have some runs that weren't, there might be a 0 or 1 yard, and then stay with it to have some of the run actions come to life. And so I thought that was the biggest thing. But I was pleased with the pass protection in the game. It just felt like that they were up for the challenge. It's a very good pass rushing unit, blitzing as well. And I thought the running backs protected well. So that part I was pleased with.
Hey, look, he put it mildly. Not only were they up for the task, it's one of them games where, and I remember it, like going back to high school, I remember playing Quince Orchard. They had Big Mike Williams at left tackle, ended up going on to play at the University of Virginia. As a freshman, Big Mike, and I was a junior. So I'm a junior with a freshman circled on the calendar. Slim was 6'8", 360 pounds. Just a mountain of a man. And when you know you're going up against somebody that's at the top of their game, at their position, you lock in a little bit more. It's honestly a terrible thing. You should be locked in as much as you can all the time. But for Washington's offensive line, let's be honest, right? They actually have been up and down this year. It feels like, right? It feels like the group has been up and down this year from a run blocking standpoint and from a pass protection standpoint. But we know on paper, they're as talented of a group as there is in the National Football League. Not even close. This group is legit. This group is athletic. This group has power. This group has continuity. That's the other part of this thing, man. I only expect the offensive line to get better because they're playing next to the same guys week in and week out. Washington has some of the fewest starting offensive line combinations in the National Football League. There is a reason, right, why that group is playing well. They're on the same page. They know what it is and what it ain't with one another. They know the guy next to them. They know his strengths. They know his weaknesses. I think people confuse offensive line play as just five big brute dudes that can go out and move people. The cohesion, the togetherness that you have to have up front is massive. Dan Quinn expounded upon the importance of the cohesion of this offensive line.
It might have been Sam's best game, so that was good. That I would feel like, bigger comp, from, I'm talking about across the board for them to go. Not that he hasn't played talented guys, he does that all the time, but I just thought their stunts, their blitz package, that part was good. I felt like him and Josh have felt more cohesive. And like that continuity is helping Nikki because now they've been in that rhythm, a good bit together. Chris and Laramie had quite a bit of reps together, but now the fact that, the combinations with Sam and Josh, that's a big deal. And I thought Biotis also, were ones on the pass protection side, maybe Sam and Josh and Tyler. I thought some of their best, jobs in pass protection.
Stan Quinn talking about the performance and cohesion of this Washington Commanders offensive line, man. I am excited about the future of that group moving forward. And we gave you the numbers yesterday. To drop back or to have 50 pass attempts against that Denver rush and only give up 10 pressures, 2 sacks, round of applause. Round of applause. Not even close. Not even close, man. Like, that's the stuff that you write home about. That is the stuff that you put on a whiteboard in the meeting room on Tell the Truth Monday, so to speak, and let everybody know what it is and what it ain't. That offensive line and the way that they played, I can't speak highly enough of what they were able to accomplish this past weekend. And it's a big reason why I've got some optimism moving forward, because it's not just something that we should see this year. We should see it for the final 5 weeks. But going into next year, offensively, when you're thinking about positions of need, the offensive line is at the very bottom. How many other teams across the National Football League can say that? How many other rebuilds across the National Football League can say, in year number two, we've got our entire front five and our first guy off the bench totally solidified? 301-230-0980 is the number. 301-230-0980 is the number. Did the Sunday Night Football loss against the Broncos, did it change at all how you are viewing this team big picture? 301-230-0980. Meaning, are you looking at the final five games any differently? Are you looking at the offseason any differently in terms of needs? Because I am. 301-230-0980 is the number. 301-230-0980 is the number. The other part that really changed my outlook big picture was this. We know what Terry McLaurin is, right? We went on the soapbox yesterday. I've hashed it out enough. But, like, I hope you all understand, whether it's Terry, whether it's A.J. Brown in Philadelphia, whether it is Justin Jefferson with the Vikings, whether it's Ja'Marr Chase in Cincinnati, what Sunday Night Football showed me was just how important it is to have legitimate playmakers on your offense. Point blank. And think about this, right? When we talked about this group back in August and why they would replicate last year's success, I've said it several times throughout the year. That conversation started and finished with this offense being a top five group. More importantly, their pass game. The pass game was going to have to be a huge part of it. And for Marcus Mariota to play as well as he did, yes, it has to do with Terry McLaurin or him just playing well because he's a good backup. It also has a hell of a lot to do with the fact that Terry McLaurin's out there making life easier for you. Everything looks different offensively when 17's out there. Everything looks different offensively when you have your playmakers. You got to get playmakers. It goes back to what me and Ann have been talking about for the past couple of weeks now that we've been in offseason mode for about a month. The two top things on the list of the offseason grocery list, right? I told you what your number one priority should be, is to be getting Tunsil signed. But in terms of outside of the organization needs that you got to go get, you need some playmakers offensively for Jayden Daniels, and you need a guy that can consistently impact the quarterback. Even with Terry McLaurin being out there as a playmaker, doesn't stop me from drafting a wide receiver at number six overall, which is their current draft spot if they like a guy. Doesn't stop me from drafting one in the second round. Doesn't stop me from opening up the checkbook, so to speak, and spending big in free agency. What Sunday Night Football showed me is you need playmakers, point blank. You need it.
Yeah. I mean, piggybacking off, you know, everything you already touched on, only thing I would really add is, especially when it comes to, you know, what we saw the offensive line do against the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I've been saying literally since the preseason. When it comes to, you know, developing an offense, you have to be able to run the ball. And still on Sunday, I think we ran the ball efficiently and effectively. And still, to me, it wasn't enough. So that's why I think, you know, being able to, like, run the ball and Cliff, you know, sticking with the run, I think that's going to be of utmost importance. It's not the fact that we can't do it. It's more so just sticking to it. And Cliff just got to, you know, stop getting in his way. So if there is a guy like a Jeremiah Love there at six, I wouldn't be opposed to, you know, taking a guy like him. I think when you look at what the Raiders did in terms of taking Ashton Jeancey at six, they took him at six, but guess what? They had no O-line in front of them. I think what we have here with the Tunsils, the Chris Pauls, the Biotishes, the Sam Cosmi, the Connerlys.
We got two legitimate, like, even Brandon Coleman off the bench.
That too.
Like, he's a starter in this league somewhere.
Yeah, so I just feel as though if we can, you know, stick to the run, and I think that's been a lot of team success this year. You look at what the Bills did to the Steelers last week. You look at what, you know, Jonathan Taylor did, you know, the first eight games of the season. A lot of teams are pivoting and gravitating towards being able to dominate in the trenches and run the ball. The Eagles last year. So I just think, you know, we need to also, you know, follow that trend and stick with it.
I think we are. And one dude that deserves credit that's gotten a lot of crap throughout the course of this year from me, from you. I see AP on the line. He's the leader of the Adam Peters, I don't want to say hate club, but you pick up what I'm putting down. Like, AP deserves credit. He came in here in year number two of the rebuild. The O-line's already solidified. And all of it has to do with him. He extended Sam Cosmi. He brought in Tyler Biadasz. He decided to give Chris Paul a chance to keep him around. He traded for Laremy Tunsil. He drafted Brandon Coleman last year. He drafted Josh Connolly this year. So, and look, I'm as guilty as y'all are, man. That's why I say I'm a fan just like y'all. I'm no different. I just got the platform. I have been as critical of Adam Peters as anybody. But if I'm looking at this thing and I'm really going pros and cons, the good that he's done and the bad that he's done, the good far outweighs the bad. It just does. And when you're able to get an offensive line solidified, and it's not like it's some old-ass group that's only going to be together for another season or two. I gave you the age of these dudes. Laremy Tunsil is going to be 32 next year. First of all, by the way, I'm sure you and Doc will talk about this tomorrow. Trent Williams kicked Myles Garrett's ass on Sunday.
He did.
Whipped his ass on Sunday.
Did.
In their one-on-one matchup. So I give it credit to Laremy Tunsil. He's 32 at the start of next year. He's probably somebody that plays to age 35, 36. So it's going to be interesting, man. Two-part question for you here. 301-230-0980 is the number. One, did Sunday Night Football change your big picture outlook on the Commanders? And then let's have a conversation about this Commanders offensive line. To me, the number one priority going into the offseason is getting Laremy Tunsil signed to a long-term deal. Do you have confidence, I guess, that Washington will be able to get a long-term deal done with Tunsil based off of the way the Terry McLaurin negotiations went? Take your calls on that next.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.